Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Good evening, Ms. Joyce. What company is this, by the way?
We are a third-party call center, so we do assist multiple companies and over 100 different products who are online merchants. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yes, ma'am. 70001.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name?
It's Stephen Andrew Petavino. I have an unauthorized charge is my problem.
Alrighty. Give me 1 second and let me see if I can locate an account associated with you.
Thank you, because I really don't want to have to cancel my credit card, you know?
I do understand that. Could it be under the name of Andy Petavino?
I go by Andy.
All righty. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
My address is 2201 Severn Avenue, apartment G102.
All righty. I do. Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I locate this account associated with you, please.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's strapped for money. I don't need me.
No, that's
charges. Right. Yes, ma'am.
I'm with you on that.
I didn't recognize it, and it wasn't registered in my checkbook either, so.
Okay. I do see that back on May the 2nd that you did pay $7.95, and that was the shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag.
$7.95, yeah, for a one-time purchase for a bag,
right.
Yes. And I have received the bag.
Okay. What it was, that item itself was actually a welcoming gift to joining what we call the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web store. And it does inform you when you scroll down through the terms and conditions that you would be billed 48 hours later a membership fee for becoming a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. So that's what you're being billed for.
I was unaware of that. Can you please cancel that?
Oh, sure. I'll be more than happy to get you canceled.
Will that be refunded?
I can go ahead and do that refund for you.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
I know
things
happen. Give
me 1 second.
Yes,
ma'am. Fine. That is fine. I'm happy to assist you.
Yeah, I'm not one of those guys that calls and yells at people. It's not your fault. It's just some things get slipped behind the gate sometime, you know?
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of times when people don't – it's hard to sit up and read all the fine print
of
something.
Exactly. And it's great because I like the little bag, but I, I'm a fireman, and I just got off of work just now, and I was working my other job, so, I mean, times are just tough. I don't know. I don't need any other expenses. I try to cancel all my subscriptions that I have available right now as well. So
you're not kidding. I do understand that, sir. Well, I've gone ahead and canceled you out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately. I did do that refund of $56.95 back to your account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days before it will post to the account. I do have your cancellation number if you'd like to take that down as a reference.
No, ma'am. I trust you. That's fine. Thank you so much.
All righty, sir. Well, I do thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great afternoon.
You do the same. Thank you very much.
Get you some sleep. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.